The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Other than getting ready for ordination the last couple of weeks, the thing I've been doing the most is watching the NBA playoffs. And they have this series of commercials that has been on that I love, and probably Father Borski doesn't, because every commercial I love, he doesn't like. But it's the one where the LeBron and Kobe puppets are living together and they're talking. And my favorite one is the chalk one, where LeBron's got his chalk and he's clapping his hands and he's telling Kobe, "I'm excited, man, it's the playoffs, baby, woo!" And he's clapping his hands and chalk's going flying and he's, "Hey, man, I'm from Ohio, baby, Akron, Ohio, woo!" And he's clapping his hands, and this goes on for almost a minute. And then at the end of the commercial, he stops, and he's got this kind of look on his face like, and then Kobe says, "Are you done yet?" And he says, "No, baby, I'm just getting started, woo!" And he claps his hands. Well, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Feast of the Pentecost tonight, we celebrate the fact that the church is just getting started. We have this great story in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, where the apostles are gathered together. And if we remember last week's gospel at the Ascension, Jesus tells the apostles, "Hey guys, you guys are going to do some great things. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to grab serpents by the hands. You're going to drink poisons and not even be affected." And the disciples are probably, after he ascends, are having that face that LeBron has in that commercial where they're like, and they're waiting. And they're waiting, and they're waiting for it. And finally, the Feast of the Pentecost comes. And we celebrate the fact that we're just getting started. And the Holy Spirit comes upon them and shines in their hearts and allows them to do great things. And the other people who see them go, what are these guys doing, man? They're, woo, crazy. But they're not crazy. They're on fire. They're excited. They're, woo, baby, let's get started. They're so excited because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in them. It's in their hearts. And all they want to do is to proclaim the gospel of love, to share the love that they've been given by the Lord and share that with the entire world, to fulfill that great command that God has given all of them. We celebrate that feast today in the Pentecost. This weekend, I've celebrated that wonderful experience of getting started as closing off my seminary career, being excited that my last paper has been turned in, and sitting around waiting. And yesterday, realized, hey, I'm just getting started. With great excitement, too, that where I get to have my ministry getting started is here at St. Martha's. So, as I was there yesterday getting ready for ordination, and several people from here in the parish were there and asked me, "Hey, you know where your assignment is?" And I got to tell them, I kept having to remind myself, "Hey, man, I'm just getting started." And it reminds me that all the wonderful things that we did together when I was here on pastoral year, that was in the past. And here we are starting again, like LeBron in the commercial once again. Woo, baby, let's get started. So I'm very excited to be able to work with Father Borski again, to be able to work with you, the people of God. Because yesterday at the ordination, the cardinal reminded us that our job as priests is not that we're better than you, but that I'm different, that I've been called and set apart. And all of us, by virtue of our baptism, have become baptized into the threefold office of Christ, as priest, as prophet, and king. And all of us, by our baptism, are priests. And to be priests, that means that we worship God. So my role is to help lead you in that worship of God, to help you see the divine, to help guide you in the way to see him. And the way that I'll do that for the first time here at St. Martha's will be right here on the altar as we celebrate the sacrifice of the Mass, as we celebrate the Eucharist. So as we continue our celebration today, we remember that we get started as we celebrate this Feast of the Pentecost. We celebrate the fact that God has called us to be together, to shine his love in our heart today and forevermore.